That is so cute that you can actually connect to people like that, because this podcast, I think, is only connecting to people that are actually making films and creating content, and those people don't even have the time to listen to podcasts like,
because they are busy making the film and content.
Nollywood. Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. This podcast is the podcast where we dive into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones we never blew. And today I have a special guest in the building, Mardia. Hello, Mardia.
Hi.
How are you? Do you like the way I called your name?
Mardia. It's actually, I don't like to correct people.
How did you say it?
I pronounce it as Mardia, but then Mardia. People are like Mardia.
Mardia.
Yeah.
Mardia.
I beg you.
Mardia is a... Mardia, I got it right. Mardia. Yeah. Mardia is a fellow podcaster like myself. So, yeah. Today we are going to be talking about creating podcasts. I think that's what we're going to call it, right? Creative podcast. I don't know. I didn't really plan for this episode, but I was just excited when Mardia said she was in Lagos. I was like, you know what? Let's meet up. Let's record a podcast together. It's going to be fun. So here we are. So Mardia, you have listened to like a few of my podcast episodes. What are your thoughts on my podcast so far?
Yes, I have. I feel like the podcast is actually real. It has this hint of realness, it and no fake vibes, or that you're just like going with the flow, and however it comes, you're concerned about us that are yet to blow. Yeah, because I'm like giving pointers onto various things, especially coming out to our Nigerian parents.
That was my
that was the one for me. Yeah. So far it's been good.
Oh well, thank you. Thank you very much. I put a lot of effort into that, so it's nice to see that everyone appreciates it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a free content.
Me, I am very happy to be here. Like the fact that you said, okay, let us do this together. I was like, yay!
Come on. It's cool. I mean, I myself was excited because I mean, I've listened to like a few of your podcasts. Confession time, I have not listened to all of your podcast episodes.
Okay.
But the few that I have heard, I did enjoy them. And I was like, you know what? This is cool. I would love to do a collaboration, a podcast collab with Detox. Detox is the name of Dia's podcast.
Yeah, we forgot to introduce that. Detox.
You know, you're not taking anything in this life seriously, which is a good thing. It's sweet. It's not good to be taking life too seriously. So you can lose guard sometime and forget that.
I actually always lose guard most of the time.
That's how you lose guard and forget the terrible name of your own podcast.
Oh yeah, so let us unlose our guard.
Well, we're losing guard now.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about your own podcast.
The podcast Detox is regards relatables, basically relationships, not just boyfriend and girlfriend relationships, but like every form of interaction we have, be it with your mother, your father, your friends, your family. See, we check it by relationship with everything and everybody. Yeah, so just have the topics. Most of the topics are things that we as humans can relate to. And I am your anchor, Mardia D. Sorry, I don't interested like that. I'm a podcast. Sorry.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. So yeah, this podcast, my podcast, is basically. I mean, I think my podcast and yours, they're quite similar. But for the Nollywood Life, we really talk about life.
Yeah.
In Nollywood, especially for those that are still trying to like, get into it, and you are not particularly a Nollywood person,
yeah.
But you are still a content creator because you create podcasts. So that is why I say let's come up with something and talk about today. And I think one thing we both have in common is the lifestyle of creating podcasts. I mean, we both just started. We can't say that we are veterans.
We've been in it for a while.
A little while, but I mean, we've seen things and how difficult it can be to come up with the podcast, record the podcast, put it out and everything. So yeah, how is it for you?
Okay, well, I last year, that was when I actually started the podcasting, and the podcast has been something I knew I have wanted to do for a long time.
Yeah.
Even before I even knew what I wanted to talk about, all I knew is I wanted to talk. Because I've always been a talker. Yeah. I just knew I wanted to talk. So during the lockdown, I was thinking about so many things, and the idea to go on to like pursue the whole podcasting came to mind, and I spoke with a friend of mine. He showed me a few pointers, tried to do this, tried to do that. No, it's not you yet. It's not you yet. I spoke to my friend. Yeah. So he pointed me in terms of getting a niche and trying to pick what I'm supposed to talk about. And then he asked me that, what do you think you would talk about? Because you cannot just go and be talking about anything and everything. I don't know anything about music, so I can't really be talking about music. So I knew I had a knack in relatable topics. All those things that used to prepare somebody. Like, I had a knack for that. So that was when I realized, okay, this is what I'm talking about. Then it came down to picking a title, like a branding, because when you want to do some certain things, you need to have a branding image and all of that.
Yeah,
you can't just go in as a skeleton. You need to have a body.
Yeah, you need to have.
So I came up with Detox. I wanted something cliche and not too cliche at the same time. So Detox just felt right. And then I went over to Canva, did the whole decoration thing, design thing. Yeah, and then I came up with the old image for Detox. And yeah, now I got to recording. I did not even know when I needed to record until Kevin, just sent a link to me that you have to do podcast. I said, like everybody, it's raining podcast. It was literally raining podcast that time.
Yeah, I think that year, that was 2020.
Yeah, right, during the lockdown,
everybody was recording podcasts.
And then I told myself, if you don't take this as a sign that you need to actually go forward with this thing, I don't know what other sign you need God to send to you, because this is it. This is as it as it can get. Then I spoke with Kevin about it, and he said, see, if you keep holding yourself back with what if and what if people don't listen, what if this, you're only going to keep doing that.
And with that, if you need a motivational speaker, you know, someone to give TED Talk, you guys know my email address.
So voice.
Yeah, I motivate you.
I want motivators.
I'm the motivator on the top. You are the second motivator, just in case I'm not around.
Co-motivation.
Yeah, beat. I'm starting the beat. I'm already advertising myself like this now. If you need a motivator,
I'm doing it
in your presence. Anyway, yeah. So I did motivate Dia to start a podcast, which is odd because at the time, I put out the first episode for this podcast, the first episode, but I didn't take it seriously.
You just did it and left it.
I just did it and left it. I mean, you know, like I said, if you listen to the first episode of this podcast, you may, I know I said this is not the first attempt at this podcast. I tried it, but yeah. So last year, I wanted to do this podcast. I mean, I started the podcast, I put out the first episode, and then Dia got inspired, and I was like, yo, just do it, just do that. I showed her a few tips and tricks then and there, and you want to, and then she started putting out episodes every week, and I was like,
it's not every week. Was it every week?
It was almost every week.
Yeah, I think
like once, twice a week, once in 2 weeks.
I mean,
there was the consistency, and I was like, but I started this thing. How is Dia doing better than I am podcast wise? You know, low-key, I was actually jealous because Dia was doing so good in podcast, and her podcasts are very, very real as well, interactive. Well, that's it, interactive. She's just talking to herself,
but it kind of feels like I'm talking to you.
It feels like you're the one she's talking to. It's not like my
because
own
I
podcast.
Am though.
I mean, she kind of is.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool. I mean, I enjoy your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So how do you, because I mean, I did show you a few pointers there.
Yeah.
And I won't lie, a lot of stuff that I did not do there myself. I just said, I think for your level, I was feeling like a big girl. I was like, for your level, you should try this or try that. But how did you actually get to, you know, yo, this is the podcast, this is what I'm doing, Kevin's actually doing like this, I'm doing this. What did you do? How did you do it?
You know, initially I stated that with my friend, the conversation I had with my friend, he already, we kind of outlined I think we did not want a situation whereby there was a blockage So we didn't want a situation whereby there will be a blockage in terms of creating content. So
yeah.
I listed so many topics that we could possibly talk about.
Cool.
And then after the first one, because it was kind of relating, the first topic was insecurities and denial.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of relating to why I hadn't started a podcast yet, that was just what felt right to make as the first podcast. I just picked up my phone the next morning after having a conversation with you and just recorded.
Ah, so it was the next day. That is so cool.
Yes, the next day. I just recorded insecurities and denial. And along the line, after the first episode, crazy how everything just kept flowing. The next one kept coming. I picked the next one. I liked what I needed to the pointers for what I wanted to talk about. And just published it, created the episode. Let me just tell you, I didn't have a mic when I was creating. when I was recording, when I created the podcast, I don't have a mic. I used just my phone and the Anchor app. But then the first episode I created, it was in my room, my living room. And my mom came in, mid recording. Yeah. She did not even know that I was recording anything. I was like, Mommy, I'm recording something. If you listen to it, you might be able to even hear it in it. Yeah.
Well, you didn't edit that part out.
I wasn't able to cut it out completely. Because if I had cut it, I would have cut what I was saying. So then I spoke with there was this push in my body. Everything was just, there was this push, like, okay, yes, you've done the first one. I even did a happy dance. You've done the first one, so you could actually keep going. So that day I stepped out and I just asked a complete stranger. I told the person that I actually started a podcast, like I uploaded my first podcast episode, and I would really, really appreciate if you could listen to it and give me his honest thoughts about it. So I sent him the link, he listened to it, he got back to me, I was like, it's actually very, very nice. Then he gave me a pointer as well as the sounding, because you could tell that there was a lot of
debris
in the audio, in the background and everything. So he told me that if I could, since there's, I don't have a studio, I could record in a car, because cars are kind of like soundproof. So that's how I can bring my landlord. I can't remember my landlord.
The struggle is real.
Yeah, it is real. I told my mom about it. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. So I went to meet my landlady, not my landlord, because I'm not that much. So I went to my landlady and asked her. She was like, yeah, no problem. And she would ask her. And so she asked him. I was like, yeah, I can use it. So every morning, you see me outside, it's still dark. Like around 6
a.m.
Before, 6 a.m. before I pray, because I pray first to be so that after praying. Most of the time, is that before or after praying, I step out because they will go to work. So I go to the car, I make my recording, and I'm just like, just do it.
That sounds fun though.
Yeah.
Well, I can feel the struggle. Everything is a struggle. You see, I think this is perfect, because we content creators that have not blown yet, we go through a lot. This very podcast is being recorded inside my house. And I'm hearing trailer passing on the road. See, I don't have a studio myself. I mean, I have access to a studio, but I don't want to use it. I don't know what else to do with it yet. Anyway, the struggle is there. It's everywhere. It's cool. But do you script your podcast?
Like word for word?
No, not word for word. You can't script
your
podcast.
Yeah, you cannot do that, because you expect it to be real.
It's supposed to be real.
Yeah. So what I do is, when I know, okay, this is what I want to talk about, I like a few things I want to, like, the major thing, like, I remember when there was this episode I told about, is life really a bed of roses or thorns or something like that?
I think I heard that.
Yeah. So initially, I had not even thought about that podcast. I just came and I was writing a poem. Life is beautiful. Life is sweet, life is bitter, life is this. I wrote it and I'm like, oh, this is really nice. So that was when the idea for that podcast came in. Yeah. Then so after I had recorded and I came up with the title, I think that happens a lot. You do not have an idea of the title until after you had recorded.
I don't know what I'm going to call this podcast.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, so I don't really script it, but I definitely, we all need guides and certain
things.
You can't just go in blind.
Nah, it's not cool. But I mean, we kind of went in blind for this episode though, because it wasn't really. We did not.
We did not. Yeah.
But we kind of did.
Kinda.
It was excitement that made us decide to record this podcast. But I mean, the last, how many podcast episodes have I put out now? Okay, I think I put out four. This is the fifth one.
Yeah.
The last four, at least the first three episodes, I had bullet points. So at least we know what we're talking about. And I like to use those bullet points because I talk a lot to the point where I forget what the main topic actually is. So when I see the bullet points and I see the one before the one I was supposed to go to next.
Because
oh yeah, this is what I'm talking about. And then I just use style to like come back. And then, so with this is what I was actually talking about. Make it look like I deliberately.
You really knew what you were doing.
I knew what I was saying. And then I just used this to cite an example and come back to the main point. So I use bullet points to just, you know, not lose guard. Losing guard is becoming a thing.
Should
right now.
We ask a question?
Shoot. Is it free? It's a safe space.
Okay, you know, we've talked about how the podcast came about.
Yeah.
We've talked about what do we do in regards the content. Yeah. Like, do we align, do we script and all of that. Then when you post, like when you've done all of that, what happens next?
I'm being interviewed on my own podcast. Wow. That is so cool. I think promoting a podcast is like one of the hardest piece of content to promote because it's not everybody that has the means essentially to listen to podcasts, and those that do have, they don't even realize it's there. There are a lot of iPhone users I know right now that don't even notice their podcast app. So like getting people to listen to podcasts is hard, which is why I came up with the video version.
Aspect.
So at least I can send to people, after all, there's a new video on this YouTube channel, come and listen to it, you know, that kind of thing. But it's just word of mouth for me right now.
Okay.
I think we're still doing research. I'm still trying to like understand how we can effectively get people to listen to your podcast.
Okay.
But I think for me, the best thing is to just record it, to put it out there, to share it there. One day somehow, somebody will start listening to it.
Yeah.
And listen to the mad things that we're talking about on this podcast. But yeah, word of mouth. How do you used to put your own podcast out there?
Same thing though. I think everything, when you do something, you have to put it out there for yourself, because if you don't do it, who will do it for you?
Nobody's gonna do it
for you.
I don't have a manager. Imagine that I have no one to do work. No.
Okay, so last year, while I was doing the old podcasting, there was, I don't know, I have this superpower shop for branding to
be like way,
I have it, but nobody used to know me, no one used to believe when I tell them I have all this kind of superpower. So what I did was, I was very intentional about the whole branding thing. For each episode, it didn't come initially, but over time, for each episode I published, I created a design, a special design for it. Before I even publish the episode, I would already make people anticipate that there's a new podcast episode coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that one builds them up to look forward to that.
Wow.
And then before it comes, the day, like, because sometimes I get to record before it's the day comes to publish. So I just like set it and everything. So before, give me one song. I don't already forget. Okay. Yes.
This is what we're talking about. I mean, bullet points.
Okay, so like, I posted on.
Yeah.
I was using my WhatsApp. I send links. I still disturb people. And even that time, I even know that they would be tired of me. So
some
I send them the link that new podcast episode is up. I know you're excited. And it was crazy because the turn up was. I wasn't really expecting that people will be that invested in wanting to listen to me. What does D have to say? They wanted to listen to me talk, and everybody was they supported me a lot. And
that is so glad.
And I actually also made new friends from the podcast because people listened to it and they knew that, okay, these are actually things that you can relate to. And they were like, okay, I love how you're able to put it out there. And it's like you're connecting directly to me. Yeah, like you're connecting directly to me. And they come back to me and we have more discussions on the episodes. Yeah. Then there was, yeah,
That is so cute that you can actually connect to people like that, because this podcast, I think, is only connecting to people that are actually making films and creating content, and those people don't even have the time to listen to podcasts like,
because they are busy making the film and content.
If they're not doing that, they're sitting there in one place being depressed about why ideas are not coming. Either way, my audience are not they don't seem to be the kind of people that would just take out time and just decide to listen to the podcast. But I'm going to record it anyway, because you people will still listen to this podcast, whether you like it or not.
But I think we're doing it for generations to come.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So those that are listening to me, they have a guide and pointers on based on the things you've actually talked about. So yeah, you are still...
The podcast is going to help somebody, definitely. It just might not be the people that we actually... think we are recording it for,
but that's just the crazy
you'd be surprised thing. People, I mean, everybody is watching. As long as it's on the internet, somebody's gonna watch, somebody's gonna listen to it.
When you go, you're forgetting that you're doing you, since 20 years after
somebody will bring it out, bring it out.
Like, I did this crazy thing. Okay, so my friend sent me a screenshot of one of the tweets I made about the podcast episode I posted, and it was like, come back, we miss you. And then I read it, and I'm like, when did I type all these things? Because it did, I was like, I typed all of this. That's me. I miss it.
When are you going to come back to like the recording podcast?
I feel the fact that I've done this.
Yeah, it's going to ginger
my body again. It's going to ginger me the first time.
I'm always doing it.
Yeah, so I feel like I might come back. It has been in my mind.
Tomorrow we can expect new podcast.
No, okay. Tomorrow, okay. Well, yeah, based on this one, I need to get back.
We can. We know they don't finish. But it's cool. It was fun. This was fun. And we spent 21 minutes.
Talking.
Just talking.
What are we talking about?
Podcast. This was fun. I really enjoyed this podcast. So, where can we find you on social media? Your Instagram, we don't know how to find you on Instagram.
Instagram is after my life.
Instagram, please stop being after her life. Thank you.
My account, I created one. Excuse me. I could not get access back to it. I created another one. Like, I created one today.
Yeah.
That same day, I've not even done anything. They're already telling me that suspicious activity have been logged out. What did I do?
Suspect.
What did I do?
Check yourself.
Like 3 times since I created. I'm just like, I'm not even on this app. Why people do this to me? But yeah, my name is Marudia __D. Before it was just Marudia D. MARDIYYAH. But then because they've kicked me out and brought me, kicked my brother, I had to put _ So you have MARDIYYAH. _
I think it's two.
I think _ D. That is D E E.
What about Twitter?
On Twitter, more than you see that on Twitter. It's still.
We don't need to.
My Twitter handle is. I think it's still Marudia D because I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. I'm also thinking of going back there because Twitter is more friendly than Instagram. Instagram is after my Twitter. I didn't see all
this. Well.
I didn't see all this thing, so it's not
Anyway, there you have it, Mardia. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of The Nollywood Life with Kevin T. Solomon. You know where to find me.
Good to be here.
Yeah, it was good to have you too. So yeah, you guys know where to find me. Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, anywhere. My username is the same, Kevin T. Solomon, KEVINTSOLMON.
No space, nothing.
No space, no underscore, no any dash. And yeah, that is it. This is quite awkward. Every episode of this podcast.
Peace out.
No, don't say peace out again. Peace out. It's bye.
Catch you later.
See you in the next episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, doing the peace.